There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player won $150,000 on Divine Fortune. A player bet $5 and won $67,000. On Divine Fortune. Another player bet $6 and won $60,000 on Divine Fortune. Download the app today, and new customers can claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Plus, DraftKings will start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. Download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim the offer. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details.
Okay, so then how about this tweet from July, DraftKings Sportsbook. The Jets at 22-1. At that time, had more bets on them to win the AFC East than the Patriots at 5-1. They received more bets to win the AFC East at points bet than the Bills, and more bets to make the playoffs at Caesars than any other team. Haven't made the playoffs since 2010. They lost to Pittsburgh in the AFC title game. David Purdom at ESPN had this back on June 11th. Jets' biggest Super Bowl liability for FanDuel, Caesars, and the Borgata in AC. Tom Gable told Purdom, quote, "I'm not too concerned." Yeah. They haven't gone over their win total since 2017 when they won 5 games. Now, Pauly reports out of camp, Zach Wilson struggling.
Yeah.
This is per like everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
So they have surrounded this guy now with a ton of weapons. They had a really good draft. The running back from Iowa State is one of the favorites to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. They have, you know, they brought in Garrett Wilson. So they have Wilson, Davis, Moore, along with Breece Hall as their skilled guys. They brought in C.J. Uzomah as the tight end. But Wilson now, evidently, doesn't look very good.
No. And so, yeah, and they're pumping the tires on Flacco as a result, too. So it's a make-or-break year for Wilson. The other thing, going back, their division in the record in the division has been horrible. So let's start there. But that's, you know, they have a tough schedule. And they have a tough game 9-11 to open with Baltimore. But this could unravel quickly because you just see how bad they've been in the division. The Patriots own them. How are you going to do against Miami? And I don't like their chances against Buffalo. So
yep.
I did play over 5.5 minus 150. And the odds of, I mean, they're just betting them. They don't care what the number is. They were 30-1 to win the division. Now I'm down to 18-19-1 to win the division. Some people think they're going to make the playoffs. They are a polarizing topic from a lot of people I trust too, who love the under, saying, look at that schedule. How are you going to get to 7? Because now you're seeing 6 with the win total. But, yeah, there's a lot to like. But it comes down to Wilson. And the other thing, Morse looks great. Morse supposed to have a big year, but can he get him the ball?
Well, that's the thing, right? People are saying that he is now emerging as like a true number one wide receiver. First of all, he's a small receiver. So not many guys across the league are really that tiny. Maybe a Tyreek Hill type, but Tyreek Hill runs at a speed unlike anything we've ever basically seen in the NFL.
Here's why I played over, based on, you know, with the moves they made, and I think Wilson can take the next step. And it was still a funky year considering the Mike White game, and they beat the Bengals and also the Titans. But if you put the schedule back up, and it's brutal to start. But a big one, a key game, is going to be early on with Cleveland now, and it certainly appears no Watson. But there are so many winnable games at the back end of that schedule.
Yeah.
And there are numerous books who already have all the numbers out. But you're getting Jacksonville at home. You get the Bears at home.
The Lions are at home.
Yeah, right. So there's a lot of winnable games after the bye. Now, we could be sitting here, and I could be up against it. They could only have maybe one win at the bye. That's certainly possible. At the Pittsburgh, it could go either way. But you see, who knows how Miami treats the game week 18, and they also go to Seattle. So there's a lot of chances to get wins. But as I also said many times on the show, I don't know if they were tanking, but certainly the defense can't be as bad as it was last year. And if it is, they might be looking at a new coach because that was the defense was
brought him in because he's side of the ball. Yeah, sure. So now again, look, you're going to hear there's no like in between, right? Like, hey, this guy looks fine. Either a certain player looks amazing for everybody or a certain player looks terrible in camp. So it's really not that great or probably not that bad. And I really do not like writing off players in their second year, basically in any sport, but specifically second-year quarterbacks, unless I think they're going to stink coming out of college anyway. Zach Wilson, there's a lot to be seen yet with this guy. Maybe he does flip it this year in year number 2 and he turns it around. And with those weapons, he becomes a serviceable or a pretty good quarterback in this league. Again, can he actually get the ball to those guys? If he can, they're playmakers. They absolutely are pretty much across the board now for this team. They did a good job in the offseason with the draft, some other signings that they brought in. And I know this. Salah, I mean, look, maybe you're right. I mean, if the defense is going to be terrible, they look in a different direction sooner than later. But listen to what he had to say. And this, I understand what he's doing here. But listen to what he had to say about backup quarterback Joe Flacco earlier this week.
He should be, in my opinion, he could start in this league. I believe that. He's, sometimes this league has a tendency to pigeonhole people or put labels on people, and then their opportunities kind of get limited. But Joe Flacco is a starting quarterback in this league. He's really, really talented.
Okay. Well, clearly he's not. But what I do think he's saying there is we have the right guy or our right guy in the quarterback room to help Zach Wilson improve. I think that's what he's saying. Like a guy who's been there.
Or that why are you got to be concerned that he's outperforming him. Like that shouldn't happen.
No, that should not at this point.
Well, Flacco's good. Well, no, he's not. He had the magical year with Baltimore, and that was about it. And then Denver didn't work out, and he's been a backup.
Sure. Now, what if Wilson can't play? What if he's no good at this level? Which is certainly a possibility. And then they're going to go
turnovers, interceptions, yeah.
But I mean, I'm saying they're going to go from, putting that much draft capital into a quarterback in basically a 3 or 4 year stretch where they go Darnold and Zach Wilson back to back, and if he can't play, they're going to have to do it again in 2 years.
Yep.
Probably.
Uh huh.
Or do they do it next year with a loaded quarterback class already?
Yeah, no one knows anything. I mean, these guys are 50-50.
They completely are,
Paul.
Top
5 picks. Yes. So, right.
Okay, so again, a lot to be seen with Zach Wilson. You got to give him another year. What do we do about Mitchell Trubisky in Pittsburgh?
Well, this would be something. I mean, can you imagine? This would be the biggest surprise to me if Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
I really...
It's trending that direction.
That's going to be that's going to be tough for me to wrap my brain around.
And Steeler fans.
Yeah, right.
You're right? Because Pickett's not ready yet. If Trubisky, who... Oh, boy. That would be something. There's another bust for you. I mean, they're not... We know about this. Watson, other guys who were out there, and they trade up and take this guy in Chicago.
Well, that's an all-timer.
He doesn't work. Sure. So that would be a big surprise. But that certainly could happen, too.
Again, yeah, according to most reports, Trubisky not looking good in Steelers camp so far. But again, is that really surprising to anybody? And you know, talk about another team. Nobody has drafted the wide receiver position better than the Steelers
Phenomenal.
In previous years. Awesome.
Right.
Yeah. They did it again this year with the kid out of Georgia, so they're loaded again. They have Najee Harris, offensive line.
Pickens, George Pickens.
Offensive line questions for sure again going into this year. But if you can't get the players on that team the ball, and you've been in the league now for 4 or 5 years, and you're on your second, third chance now, it's like, okay, man, I don't know if you can even be a backup anymore.
Backup 1 second. I am surprised at the anti-New England stuff. Come on, it's Belichick. Mac Jones looked like a completely different person.
And he was good last year.
Yes, he was. He's only going to get better. And certainly how he's changed his body. I mean, they made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's – I'm surprised at all the anti-New England stuff.
And a lot of people are high on the Lions. Mike Palm told us yesterday, here at Circa anyway, one of their biggest – in terms of win totals, biggest liability, one of the teams is Detroit to go over their win total. They're going to be on Hard Knocks this year.
I can't get there. Now, that'll be entertaining Tuesday.
Oh, it's going to be.
I'm excited.
It's going to be.
They played hard for him, but he certainly was out of his element last year. He was learning on the job, but he said that. He made some horrible game management decisions.
Yep. Yeah. So this is part of the reason why I think Hard Knocks, and I'll be honest, I think Hard Knocks has completely taken a nosedive. I don't even watch the show anymore. But I'm excited about this year because this guy, I think he can be a rock star, Dan Campbell, and he recently basically talked about how he believes the team has turned the corner.
What are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? It's our core foundation, man, grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer, we'll push a little harder, and we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like, to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass, we'll play in turf, we'll go to landfill. Doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun. O&D.
Okay, so that's the typical rah-rah speech you're going to get. But I think also, like, when he's that jacked.
Well, the coffee's off the charts when he drinks.
But I'm saying also, like, in terms of, you know, he played the game. But he still works out. You can see the muscles popping out of every single area on his body. I don't know. Maybe there's something to, like, players can respect that a little bit more than a portly fella who's in there trying to, you know, drop X's and O's. They're like, what the hell have you ever done?
He's a fired up Lebowski, the dude.
Kind of, yeah.
That's who he is.
Yep.
He was a dead ringer when he had the long hair. Better than the Bears, but I don't. Are they going to win 7-8 games? Mm. I can't get there.
Good
coming
offense.
Off a 3-win season and certainly an interesting schedule to start. I would be shocked if they go. I just think Minnesota's better. You're high on the Vikings. They're on Minnesota's level and not on
I don't think they're
level.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite that good. But can they beat the Eagles and can they start 2-0? I think yeah, absolutely they can. At home with Philadelphia and Washington, why can't they win both those games? Now, a lot of this will come down to Jared Goff and you know, most people are anti Jared Goff, but in times last year played well with what he has to work with there. So, and they have guys on the team that good really good offensive line. Good backs if they stay healthy, good receivers. St. Brown came on. He was awesome last year as a rookie. So, more football coming up on the Buccaneers side. Boy, so much to talk about with that team in about 20 minutes with a really good guest here on the program. Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. It's the second best 11-game stretch in history behind Bob Gibson, and he takes the mound tonight. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Here we go, the GOAT, Jeff Siegel, top horse racing plays express bet analyst. We're going to Saratoga. In the sixth, he likes the 8, Stellar Lady, at 3-1. And in the eighth race, he likes the 9, Tis the Bomb, on top at 7-2.
Tis the Bomb again.
You can wager on these races and more at First Bet, the preferred horse racing app of VSiN. You sign up today using the code VEGAS22. You get $100 in free bets. Go to VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com.
You know, I believe Jeremy Plonk went 2-0 yesterday on the show.
With the big one, too? Did he?
We got feedback on that, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that. Incredible.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. Are we sure the Padres are going to make the playoffs?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Oh, stop.
Plus 375 on the no.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Dodgers tonight. I like the Dodgers. Come right back with them. Gonsolin's $1.50.
Okay.
I don't trust the throw-in Samoan.
I was watching the game yesterday. Yep. Kershaw had to leave early again.
Yeah, so what? The back, yeah, what?
Well, what do you mean, so what? That's been a lingering problem for him for a long, long time.
They're a machine. They're 72 and 33. October, okay, fine. But right now?
That's what I'm talking about. I mean postseason
play. Did you see Musgrove? I mean, who do you trust with that Padres rotation
I think Mike Palm, under the rate, was it on the air or off the air yesterday? There's so much chatter going on at all times during this morning 3-hour session. He said Blake Snell could emerge as the go-to guy in San Diego.
Yeah, good luck.
He might be right.
Yeah, good luck with that. Okay.
Well, but I'm saying you're going to throw out Musgrove and you're going to, you know, draw a line through him. I know he has.
Terrible. $3 favorite got roughed up. So they have a tough schedule. They still have 12 left against the Dodgers, and that's not going to go well. And then you see the easy – I know you missed it. Milwaukee's plus 550. That's the last wild card. They get the last wild card. No, this is cause for concern.
Right to
I
one.
I mean, these comments coming out of the locker room and now the bullpen blowing games left and right. You get swept by the Pirates?
You know, I'm going to bet that today.
Oh,
stop talking
man.
About it right now. I'm going to bet it today. I have to get down on that. Cardinals can win that division.
Come on, Padres. Don't let me down. So
Padres have...
Excuse me, it's 7-1. 7-1's the no.
For who?
The Padres missed the playoffs.
Okay, I was going to say, that plus 375 or whatever.
That's to be the final wild card. That's the final wild card. My fault. Yeah, 7-1 to miss the playoffs.
Okay, so most difficult games remaining. 12 Dodgers, 3 Cardinals, 2 Mariners, 2 Guardians, 3 White Sox.
Well, yeah, you don't know how it'll go against the Giants, too. They're playing bad baseball right now, but that's, I can't say they're gimmies. But the other thing is, they don't have a big, there's not a lot of separation between St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia. And Philly's playing good ball, and they made a lot of moves. Tougher schedule, but they're also going to have a lot of cupcakes, too, in that division.
All right, hot shot, you're bringing up. You're going to fire on 7-1?
Yeah.
You are?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I already have the win total under as well.
Nationals, they get them 7 times, the Padres do. They get the Royals and Rockies and Marlins 3 times, and they have the Diamondbacks 7 times. But I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to be pushovers
That's
either.
Nope. I like the Dodgers again today. Winner yesterday with the Kershaw and the Dodgers on the run line. I think Gonsolin bounces back, and they get it done too. A little chalky. Now, how about the Pirates? This is from Ralph Michaels. Orioles, can they stay hot? Pirates smelling themselves after the big sweep. They are 1-14 on Fridays, including 13 losses in a row.
Okay.
How kooky is that? We'll give you the information. You decide what to do with it. Big series in St. Louis. Yankees and the Cardinals. Nasty Nestor's going. Good job by the Cardinals getting the sweep. It's a tough series, though. I don't have a lot of faith in Hudson. I think the Yankees can light him up.
Nestor's laying $1.50.
Yeah, I like
$1.45, $1.50 in that range right now. He's $1.50 at DraftKings as we speak.
Yeah.
The total's 8.5. I'm like you. I don't have a lot of faith in Hudson either. But it's in St. Louis. And, boy, I think that the Brewers are probably feeling this now a little bit, where they're at in the division compared to St. Louis. They have to be. No question.
How is Lauer $2 today? Come on.
I mean,
is there playing? Reds showing some fight?
Yeah, haven't we seen this recently, that the Brewers' power rating maybe is a little bit too high? Look at that now, 225. I know the Reds kind of punted on the season, but they're still going to be feisty, I believe, on the stretch. They have been now for a few weeks, more than that, actually. So has he been scratched? Was he scratched today?
Was he?
Damn it, he was supposed to go. He was probable as of last night. I'm looking at Kopech right now against the Rangers. Anyway, let me pay. So
another bad loss.
If he doesn't go tonight, though, just file this one away. If you missed it after his last start, the best ERA over an 11 start span in a single season since earned runs became official in 1913. In 1968, Bob Gibson had a 0.27 ERA in an 11 game stretch. Dylan Cease from May 19th through today is 0.42.
Come on.
Second best all time. Remember the stretch, and you will. How can you not? Jake Arrieta in 2015, where he dominated for so long and won the National League Cy Young, his ERA was 0.44. Dylan Cease's current stretch is better than what Arrieta did his Cy Young season. So our producer's seeing Cease. I'm looking at Kopech listed.
I got Cease here on the sheet.
Do you?
All right.
Okay.
All right. You like the Blue Jays? Barrios?
I kind of do.
Yeah, I don't like my Molly here. I don't know what's going to happen in that division.
But I would ask you this, Paulie.
They all got beat.
By saying that, and by potentially betting the Blue Jays, are we a little bit late now? Are we buying too high on Jose Barrios?
No, he's pitched well.
But that's what I'm saying,
great
though.
At home. That's fine. $1.20? No.
He was,
I don't like this Twins team.
My point is, he was awesome in July. Before that, he was a total question mark and a guy that I never wanted to have a bet on. And now all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I'm buying the hype on this guy, and he'll go out there and throw a clunker and get you 3 innings and 6 earned runs.
Well, I'd rather have him at home, I understand, but that's right. Good, great call on the Guardians yesterday. Nothing against, boy, these are ridiculous numbers. He's now plus 110 to win the Cy Young at Bet Rivers.
Oh, Paul, it 15, is all over.
We still got time. 15-3 with a 173. My God, that's the thing, right? Okay, there you go, Yankees. Because if you want to go to the World Series, you're going to have to beat that guy, and then you're throwing Cole. Cole's going to have to beat him. He just gave up 6 runs in the first inning. As a guy who covers the team says, they don't have an ace, and they gave Cole all that money.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember he vomited on himself in the play-in game last year. So, I mean, you can't go to war with that guy. So that Verlander against Cole, and that would be numerous times in a series if it's the ALCS.
Garrett Cole is way too unreliable for my liking.
Absolutely, and I know what I'm going to get out of Verlander.
You know, by the way, I saw him during the game last night. I watched it move. He went from plus 150 to actually minus 120, 125 at some shops to win the AL Cy Young. And you know that because he's 39 years old, that's going to play with a lot of voters. I'm sorry.
Sure.
It will.
I know.
Yeah?
I got you. Yep. Mets, can the Mets do it again?
Oh, why can't they?
The big doubleheader is Saturday. They start with Max against Max, and then undecided who they're going to throw in the late game. Good win yesterday. Walker was having a good year. They're $1.30 against Atlanta. They're now $3 to win the division. 34-13 against the East. And again, what a year Diaz is having. Six. I don't know. I didn't like that, though. You're going to need six out save? You're going to need them today, maybe. I don't know.
Potentially.
Buck's a great manager. That was a curious move.
Oh, you know what? By the way, let me go back. I failed to mention this. It's a doubleheader today, White Sox and Rangers. We have a doubleheader on the board.
Oh, it is.
So Cease, let me get this app here straightened up. Yeah, Cease is actually listed now in the one spot on the game. Yep.
All right. Fair enough.
Am I getting ahead of myself? Is that game tomorrow? Let me double check here. Cease is today. Yeah, he's going to go today.
You okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You all right?
Well, no,
okay.
You know what?
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. They already have, Kopech's going tomorrow. Boy, they already have all the games listed for tomorrow.
That's what it is.
I got ahead of myself on the app already.
Okay.
They're a little early on that.
All right.
Holy smokes. Okay, so Cease is in fact going tonight.
All right. Yeah, but how about Diaz, though? These numbers since
Since May, yeah. Okay, do you
now, he only has like 23 saves, though. So it's not like a Gagne-type year. It's still Sandy. And Sandy's minus 225. He should be higher.
Do you want to throw this out there right now?
No. He's having an unbelievable year. But
I'm saying what Mike Palm told us last night.
Yeah, Palm says if Sandy falters, maybe Diaz could come in and get the award.
His overall numbers, May 27th,
yep.
Since May 27th. 25 innings pitched, 12 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 53 Ks, 0.36 ERA. His point is if Alcantara has a bad or gets roughed up a few times or maybe even more than a few down the stretch, who's going to be the second guy to maybe come in and sneak? There's no second guy right now in the National League.
Nope. Let me give you this too. Mariners and Robbie Ray. Mariners $1.90 at home against the reeling Angels. Since July 2nd, Seattle is 20-1 against teams not named Houston. What a run.
Well, again,
good for them trying to end this longest drought in the four major sports, I believe. Have made the playoffs since 2001.
Yeah. So Robbie Ray is laying an astronomical price tonight. It's almost $2. It's in that neighborhood. It's close. It's not quite there, but it's close. He's been terrible since the All-Star break.
Terrible?
Been really bad.
Okay.
But boy, two of those starts, I believe, came against Houston.
Yeah. I throw those out. I don't want the Angels. That's dead man walking.
No, I know that. Because you have to remember also, Robbie Ray was like lights out for basically a month before the All-Star break. And then the Angels again. All you need to know, 7 solo home runs last night, most of all time, and they lose the game.
Yep.
All right, up next, Ira Kaufman's going to join the program. We'll talk Buccaneers with him. So much to discuss with this team. O-line injuries, Chris Godwin's health, the unstoppable Russell Gage, add in Julio Jones, all coming up here in Follow the Money.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
College Football Guide is out. How to make your own power ratings, win total bets, Heisman hopefuls, playoff predictions. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is become a VSEN all-access subscriber. Sign up early for the discounted rate of $175 to get the college and the pro betting guides, along with the full VSEN access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join for $40 a month. See everything we have to offer up to up your betting game, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get that guide, over 300 pages.
More National Football League now. Ira Kaufman has covered the Buccaneers for a long time. Does a great job. You can read his stuff at JoeBucksFan.com. And there is so much to discuss with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now, Paulie. We'll do it here with Ira. Thanks for the time today, sir. We appreciate that. What can you tell us right now, the latest anyway, on the potential offensive line issues for this team? Of course, a very big key to this team and how they can protect Tom Brady. Wirfs went down earlier in the week. Is that a big deal? And then what about Ryan Jensen? That looked bad. And initial reports like, uh-oh, this could be bad. What do you know about both those guys?
All right. I was there when Jensen went down, and you could tell right away. I mean, within 5 minutes, you could tell the concern that it was major. And it is major. We're still waiting for final declaration, but it wouldn't surprise anybody if he's out for the season. Mm. He's certainly going to be out, the first 6-8 weeks at minimum. So you couple that with the retirement of left guard Ali Marpet that came out of nowhere. The guy's 28 years old. He's a Pro Bowler. He retires. The right guard, Alex Kappa, who was decent, not great, he signs with the Bengals. He's protecting Joe Burrow now. And now Jensen goes down. Now, this was a team that prided itself on continuity, guys. A year ago, they returned all 22 starters. By my count, when you factor in Gronkowski, JPP is gone, Ndamukong Suh is gone, Chris Godwin is on the mend from serious knee surgery. They could have 9 new starters when they go to Jerry's World and play the Cowboys. Now, having said all that, guys, they still got Brady. And we can talk about the latest craziness with Brady, reports earlier this week. But they still got him, and he's healthy. In fact, he says he feels better than he has in years. When you got Brady, you got a hell of a chance. And I believe, guys, they're still favored to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. They're still short favorites over Dallas on the road. So there's concern in Buckland about this offensive line, which had developed into one of the better units in the league.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, what would be your biggest concern as of right now with the team? Would it be the offensive line? Would it be the guys gone from the defense that you brought up? Are you concerned at all about going from Arians to Bowles, or are you totally okay with that?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention Arians and Bowles because there's some revisionist history going on. Some Buck fans say good riddance to Arians. All he did was ride around in a golf cart. He didn't really do anything. He was more ceremonial than anything. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Now, look, Arians had success in Arizona. Arians had success in Indy. He's filling in for Chuck Pagano 1 year. He had a hell of a record, and that those wins go on Pagano's record. They don't even go on Arians' record, mm-hmm. his career record. And then he wins the Super Bowl in Tampa, and turns a moribund franchise around. And last year, they lose a tough game to the Rams. Otherwise, they're in the conference title game. So let's not diminish Bruce Arians. Todd Bowles has a lot to prove, guys. His first year with the Jets was very good, 10 wins. Then it was a disaster. 3 years later, he's fired. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't have Tom Brady, guys. Let's get that out front. Now he does. He's not going to meddle in offense. He's too smart. This team averages 30 points a game, right behind Dallas last year, a fraction. But this offensive line, and the guy that is supposed to win the center job right now is a guy named Robert Hainsey. He played right tackle for Notre Dame. He's a third-round pick a year ago. He didn't play last year. He didn't even play center in high school. He was a guard. Then he was a tackle in college. This guy has no experience at playing the center position. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, guys, and you know this. In about a week, because they're scrimmaging the Dolphins next week, and then maybe after the first preseason game against Miami, they're going to sit down with Tom Brady, and they're going to have a frank discussion. Ownership, the GM, Jason Light, Bowles, and they're going to say, Tom, can this guy Hainsey, can we go with him, or do we need to make a move? And if Brady says, I'm not happy with him, I'm not comfortable with him, the very next day, they'll go out and get somebody like a J.C. Treader or somebody. Mm. Right now, Hainsey's got the job, but he has no experience playing center.
Alluded to it earlier. How was that playing there? What's that like with the news about, wait a second, you were going to retire and go to Miami? What's that been like? And then what happened with Miami with Ross and taking away the pick?
Guys, you have no idea what kind of crazy offseason this has been. It's supposed to be quiet. Brady retires. Then he unretires. Then I go to Palm Beach for the owners' meetings in late March. And Arian shows up the first day of the owners' meetings. And then he goes home. Then he goes to Tampa. And 2 days later, he announces he's stepping down. Nobody knew what the heck was going on. All the rumors started now. Brady forced Arians out. Brady didn't like Arians. Yep. I'm going to downplay that one a little bit. Did they agree on everything? No. But you know what, guys? If you can't play for Belichick, and you bristle about that, and then you can't play for the polar opposite in Arians, then you're the problem. So I don't believe the friction was that severe. But the other story was he was all set to go to Miami. And, guys, you know what? That story turned out to be true. It turned out to be true. And if Brady didn't want to do it, he could have said no the first day that Ross or somebody reached out to him. And he didn't do that. He was intrigued. I really can't blame him in terms of being a part owner. You know, that's very attractive.
Sure.
Guys, I'll throw this one out. And you guys read the Roger Goodell statement like I did. And it said it was unclear whether Brady was going to be just a part-time owner or he was going to be a player. Guys, you got to remember one thing. Sean Payton was very much a part of this master plan of Stephen Ross. And if you want to get Sean Payton in South Florida, he ain't coming with Tua Tagovailoa, who's unproven at this point. So I think there was every indication Brady was going to play for the Dolphins this season. Now, of course, he's under contract. But if he goes to ownership and says, I want to go to Miami, I mean, what are the Glazers supposed to do? They're supposed to bring in an unhappy quarterback of Brady's stature. So I think they would have worked out compensation, and Brady would have been playing for the Dolphins. Is that going to matter going forward on this team? Probably not. You guys know Brady. He's committed now for this season. I can almost guarantee this is his last season in Tampa. May not be his last season as an NFL player, but I think the sense around one buff place is this is going to be it for Brady and
okay.
Tampa.
All right. Good tidbits here. Ira Kaufman, our guest, JoeBucksFan.com. Ira, we have a couple of minutes left here. What can you tell us right now about the wide receiver core that they have? Godwin, of course, coming back from the injury like you talked about. But they brought in Russell Gage, who, again, according to reports, looks excellent so far. And then what do you think the overall game plan is going to be with Julio?
I think he's going to be a contributor and maybe a key one. Godwin is the focal point here. They got Evans. Mike Evans has 27 touchdown catches in the last 2 years. Nobody mentioned that. You know, he doesn't catch 90 balls, but he catches touchdowns. So, you know, he's on a Hall of Fame track, this guy. He's got 8 straight 1,000-yard seasons. No, nobody's ever done that. Godwin is coming back. His father told me the other day he'll be ready for Dallas. Now, that's just a proud father talking. But he's coming along, but he hasn't practiced yet. Let's say he misses the first month of the season. I think Russell Gage was a heck of a pickup. He's going to play the slot if Godwin's not ready, and he knows how to get open, and Brady already likes the guy. So he's halfway home.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Jones, you know, look, he's lost a step. He hasn't done much the last 2 years. He's been undermined by injuries. In 2019, he had a sensational season with Atlanta. By the way, he's a buck killer. He's one of the all-time buck killers. Played him twice a year with Atlanta. They couldn't cover the guy. So look, is he going to be, you know, Julio Jones of 2016? No, he's not. But he's smart. He's committed, and he's going to help. As a quartet, if Godwin comes back healthy in October, that is, I think, the best receiving core in the National Football League.
Yeah, I don't disagree. You can follow Ira on Twitter. He is at iKaufman76. And again, read him, JoeBucksFan.com. Great nuggets and information today, Ira. Thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate that.
Pleasure, my friend, and talk to you later down the road.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Be good. I definitely would have some concerns about the offensive line.
Yes.
I mean, yep. So he said, what, minimum 6 to 8 is what he's thinking with Jensen? Could be longer, could be the whole year?
Or maybe it's like how they ran things in New England. Shotgun and just bam, get the ball out.
You're probably going to have to adjust like that, yep. Yep.
Rudolph, Godwin, John, you know, see what Julio has left in the tank. But Fournette's weight.
For sure.
Another thing they had to encounter.
Up next, we can all relate. It's one of the worst decisions we have to make, and the problem is never knowing when to say it's time. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same game parlays every game this season. You can combine game bets and player props to create your perfect combo. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts on favorites or make your own long shot, add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at BetRivers. Go to the BetRivers Sportsbook app or BetRivers.com and make your baseball same-game parlays today. We need your help right now. We like to share our personal life. We've been very candid that our kids have paws. We are sitting here because of you, the viewers and listeners, who've been so loyal and making this show a big success. And you can email at ftm@vsin.com or tweet us as well, because we need your help here and need your advice. And we have a friend here who's going to encounter a tough time.
Okay, so I have so much to say in like 10 minutes. And I'm going to try to compose myself as best I possibly can. My little guy, his name is Dexter. He's a Lhasa Apso, and I'm already starting to like feel it. So this is going to suck. But he turns 14 in 2 weeks. And I don't know how much time he has left. So he's in a ton of pain. So I know we have a bunch of photos here and a bunch of, I think, videos that we're going to put up and show you. We've had him, again, going back. My wife and I got him when we were dating for like 2 months. We got the dog.
I remember when you picked him up at the airport.
Yeah, we flew him in from like, I think we got him from Missouri. He came in. And at the time, he had really dark fur, but he was like half dark, half pumpkin-y colored. And he had white paws. It was like the most gorgeous dog of all time. The full background here, if you go back 13 years ago, we freaked out on his first birthday. We didn't know what the hell. He was like the most energetic, playful dog of all time. And all of a sudden, it just stopped and hit a wall. And he totally was like, he looked like he was dying in front of us. Like, what the hell happened to him? There he is with look at that. Got my wife's panties around his neck. Yeah. So we took him into the vet 13 years ago, and we're like, Doc, I don't know what to tell you. He's not the same dog. He has no energy. He's lethargic. He's in pain. What happened? He looked at the dog. He actually had to like open him up a little bit because he thought it might have been something inside. Turns out, long story short, he swallowed a Q-tip. And the Q-tip, the saw part, dissolved and it punctured his intestine. Had to have emergency surgery. Otherwise, he was going to go bye-bye like 1 year. So fast forward 13 years. He is an absolute trooper. He's had cancer for about 4 years. He's been on chemo ever since. Going back to last summer, he has bouts of pancreatitis. And if you've never seen this before, like, he shakes. The shakes start coming on like this, and then it's the whining. You're like, what can I do, buddy? So the only thing that will help out with the pancreatitis is if we take him to the vet and he goes on IV drips. For example, today, 3 hours after the show, I have to take him to the vet. I'm going to drop him off all day long. He has to get an IV drip. So this will probably happen every other month or so. And he's probably going to do it all weekend long. And it's expensive. And he's been to the vet 8,000 times. And he doesn't even like going for rides anymore because every time he thinks we're going to go to the vet, we're going to drop him off. That's how bad it is. He's got bumps all over his body. So what I'm asking from you is this: any help, any recommendations, any suggestions? And like, we never know when it's time, right? And I could live until I'm 300 years old. Dexter is going to be my dog mate or my dog soulmate. He's the best dog I've ever had in my entire life. So is there anything that can help short term here? With the whining at night, I can't even describe to you what it's like every night when we try to go to bed. My wife and I are at our wit's end. The whining just, so we give him painkillers, which the juice, he has to drink the juice, which is always fun to give it to him, obviously. But here's the thing. We could give him painkillers from now until eternity, but what's the point of having a dog around if he's going to be sleeping all the time? Yeah. So the painkillers will knock him out. I've heard he also has arthritis. So there's not a lot of time left. I don't know if he has a month. I don't know if he has 6 months. I don't know if he has a year. I honestly don't know. But I've heard that short-term remedies can be like taking him into the water. I took him into the pool earlier this week for 20 minutes. He got out of the pool, and no joke, Paulie, when I set him on the ground, it looked like he was a puppy. The limping went away. He was super playful. That might have been adrenaline for 20 minutes. I don't know what it was, but I'll give you an example. I came home the other day, and my wife texts me every single morning before she goes to work about how Dexter is this morning. And some days it's good, some days it's not. She sent me a text on Monday. It's like, uh-oh, he's not good today. So the limp was really bad. My analogy would be this to you. When I got home on Monday, I was startled. It looked like a baby giraffe was in our house because he couldn't put any weight on his left front leg and it was shaking like this. And then his left leg was straight up in the air and he had no coordination. He couldn't keep his balance. So he's like happy to see me when I walk through the door, but then he gets so excited, he falls over on his side. The CBD work, is there anything that, do you have any solutions here?
Okay.
Because we've tried everything, but I can tell you also, it's not like he's not ready to go yet. Because his vision is still great. At times, he's still really, really playful. He still eats. So it's not quite that time. I don't know when that's going to be, but what helps? FTM@VSIN.com is the email, FTM@VSIN.com. If you're watching the show, we're putting up a bunch of the pics that I have on Instagram. You can DM me on Instagram, Mitch Moss on Instagram. Any help would be absolutely welcomed, and I would thank you in advance for that.
Okay, and now here's where I want to take the discussion, and I want to hear from people, because I'll be probably faced with this day, and this happened with the ex, Megabucks. We had a German Shepherd, and she lived to 14, and the legs gave out. I think when you know that the time is up and you have to make this decision, they come to your house. Much better option.
Oh, that's going to be the only way to do it.
Yes.
Yep.
When you take them, I mean, it's a horrible scene when you have, if you take them to the vet and what happens there.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's number one. And then I want to say number two, because we were talking to Dustin and he was adamant about this, because you also have another dog.
We do.
So
we do.
When he passes, what do you do? Do you go right out and for your sake and say, not that you're disrespecting him, but I'm going to get another dog. Because what also happens, because our friend Tony went through this, that he got a puppy, that the other one wasn't doing well, then the other one passed away, and the other one's looking around like, what's going on? Where's my friend? Where did he go?
Yeah.
So then do you go out, because you have another dog, do you go out for their sake and get another dog, and also for your sake, or do you let it, I don't know if you compare it to, hey, I was married for 30 years. I lost my wife. When do I go back out there and date?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. But that's also, what's the appropriate move there? If you lose your dog, how long do you wait? Should you go right back in and get a puppy or maybe a rescue dog or whatever? And what about the other dog? What if you have another pet?
It's a great discussion. And if the photo that we have of us like on the beach, that dog is Mickey. She's a rescue dog, like 10 pounds. So her whole life, she's known Dexter now, right? We've had Mickey for a good 7 years. Going back, we also had a pug. When we had Pug and Audrey and Dexter. Well, Dexter was around 6 or 7 when it looked like Audrey was probably at her end, right?
Okay.
So my wife said, we have to get another dog for Dexter. And we did, but we brought Mickey in when Audrey was still alive, and it was a great transition. Dustin says, not a good idea right now with the shape that Dexter's in because the other dogs are going to get so much attention. But I'm telling you, when we finally have to make this decision about Dexter, Mickey is going to be, because she's a rescue dog, and the previous owner beat the daylights out of her. She's 10 pounds. She is going to be sad, inconsolable, probably hiding, not knowing what to do. You're exactly right. Where's my buddy? I've had him for 8 years. What happened to Dexter? I don't know. And then when we eventually make that decision and have the people come over to the house, what do we do with Mickey? Is Mickey there to see it happen? Do we hide Mickey?
I have no
idea what to do there.
I would think you would. As I understand it, they come to the house and give the dog the shot, and that's a nice peaceful little ceremony and send-off.
Yeah. So I've heard plenty. I've heard plenty of stories about, elongating your dog's life. Again, I think when you know, you know. And right now, I'm telling you, right now is not quite the time. Because he still eats. He still has great vision. He's still playful at times.
The leg's the big thing.
If the legs give out,
what are you going to do?
That's what they're looking at today. Yeah. That along with the IV drip, I don't know. But we're getting, so we used to give him CBD. We probably have to get, we're getting feedback right now saying CBD 100% helps.
Okay.
Like anything to help the whining. I'm telling you, the whining. Do we have the video of Dexter snoring, by the way? Which is like a great video. Here you go. Crank this up. I mean, he is a chainsaw. Come on.
Man.
And I'm like 10 feet away, and it gets...
Oh, wow.
It gets louder and louder. Yeah. But right now, there are times in his sleep when he's snoring like that, when it's half snore, half whine. Ooh. It's like... I'm like, oh, buddy, I don't know what to do. I wish he could talk to me. Can you say something? Yeah. But... Man, it stinks.
Okay.
I mean, and most of us have been through this before.
Need your help on all fronts.
Yeah.
All three things.
Anything would be appreciated. Trust me on this.
You got to have the dog out of the room when they put it down. I would think.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, get that out of there.
Again, ftm@vsin.com is the email. I'll check DMs on Instagram as well, Mitch Moss. We'll get to your reaction coming up in the third hour of the show. Also, Jeff Francoeur on the Mets-Braves huge series this weekend going on.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com, featuring award-winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service in the winning customer service.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.